ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4. ಸೊ ವಿ ವರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ 4.1.2 ಟು 4.1.7 ಇನ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವೇರ್ ವಿ ಗಾಟ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ 6 ಸಗುಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಉಪಾಸನಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ಬೈ 6 ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಜನಕ. And Yajnavalkya only completes the teachings. These are in the form of upasanas, and therefore, as usual, we don't want to go into details of every mantra, word by word. Therefore, we were seeing a summary of these mantras and mentioned certain important portions of each mantra which are worth noting. And Janaka learned all these from 6 acharyas who introduced 6 devatas as Saguna Brahma. And they are presiding deities of various organs like the ears, eyes, and all that. And Yajnavalkya says, if you know that Devata alone as Brahman, you have only known 1/4 of knowledge, not the whole knowledge. So, Eka Path Brahma Eva Janati. That's what he told Janaka. But the Purna Jaguna Saguna Brahma is Chatushpath Brahma. And you should know other 3 parts also. And he asked Janaka, shall I teach? And Janaka says, yes. And the 3 parts are, we already mentioned them. One is Ayatanam. And Shankaracharya says, it is Shariram or abode, the locus of the Devata. And the second factor is Pratishtha, which is Ashrayaha or support, which blesses that organ. And the 3rd one is Upanishad, which is a secret name of that Devata. Therefore, only if you know these 3 also, Saguna Brahman will be complete. That is what Yajnavalkya tells Janaka. So having introduced all the 4 padas of 6 devatas in the 6 mantras, Yajnavalkya prescribes an upasana. That is, one should meditate that devata with its secret name, because the secret name indicates the glory of that devata. Therefore, Yajnavalkya gives the upasana phalam also. These are the common features of each mantra, namely the pada, the upasana palam. And what is the palam? In all of them, the common palam is that a particular organ will be healthy. That is the ihaloka palam. And the paraloka palam will be one becomes one with that devata. Devata praptihi is paraloka palam. As we said, the 6 devatas were taught by the rishis. And the 6 Ayatanams, Pratishtas, and Upanishads were taught by Yajnavalkya. And we saw in the last class, mantras 4.1.2 to 4.1.5, 4 mantras and 4 Saguna Brahmas, namely, Brahma Upasanas, namely. First one was Jitva. Jitva is the Rishi who taught this to Janaka. Devata is Agni, that is the Adibhutam, Samatti. And the Ayatanam, the abode, which is Adhyatmam, refers to the Veshti organ, is Vak, and the Pratishta, the supporter, is Antaryami or Ishvara, is Akashaha. This is common to all the Upasanas, and the secret name is Prajna. And Udankaha is the next Rishi, who taught Vayu Devata, and Prana is the Ayatanam, Pratishta is Akasha, and the Upanishad, the secret name is Priyaha. And the 3rd Rishi is Barkuhu. Aditya is the Devata, Chakshurindriyam is the Ayatanam, and again Akasha is Pratishtam, and Satyam is the Upanishad, secret name. And the next Rishi is Bharatvajaha, who taught Dik Devata, and then Ayatanam is Shrotrendriyam, and Akasha is again Pratishtam, and Anantaha is the secret name. Now we have 2 more left. One is Satyakama, one Rishi who taught Chandra as the Devata, and Manas as the Indriyam, and again Akasha as the support, and Anandaha. And then Shakalya is the sixth rishi who taught Prajapati as the devata, Kridayam as the support, and Akasha as the Prithvim as the Ayatanam, and Akasha as the support. Stitihi is the Upanishad secret name. Now we will see the fifth Saguna Brahman in Mantra 4.1.6. Let us read.
Yadevate kaschidabhravit tachranavametim abhravinme satyakamoja balaham manovaibrahmeti yatha matruman pitruman acharyavan bruyat tatha tajja balaham abhravit manovaibrahmeti amanasohi kimsyaditim abhravitutem tasya ayatanam pratishtam name bravidhiti ekamadvam ekapadva etat samraditi savai no bruhi yajnavalkyam mana eva ayatanam akasha pratishtam ananda ityena tupasitam ka anandata yajnavalkyam mana eva samraditi ho vacham manasavai samrat striyam abhiharyate tasyam pratirupaham putro jayate sa anandaha mano vai samrat paramam brahma nainam mano jahati sarvanyenam bhutani abhiksharanti devo bhutva devanapyeti yayevam vidvan etadupaste hastirishabam sahasram dadamiti hovacha janako vai dehaha sahovacha yajnavalkyaha pitame manyata nananusishyam hareteti. The last two lines are common in all the six mantras. And now comes the fifth Saguna Brahma Upasana, mantra 6, introduced by Satyakama, Satyakama Jabalaha. Incidentally, every rishi is given two names. In this mantra, we choose only one name, Satyakama, the easier one, is familiar to us. And Satyakama. And what are the four padas of Saguna Brahma here? As we said in the last class, Chandra or the moon is the devata. Mind is the ayatanam, the locus. And devata will be adidevam, and ayatanam will be adhyatmam. All that I have already mentioned. And akashaha is the pratishta, the support for all of them. And Upanishad, the secret name, is Anandaha. Rishi is Satyakamaha. Then Chandraha, Manaha, Akashaha, Anandaha. This is the Chaturpada. And of course, Chandra Devata is not said in the Upanishad, said as Mano Devata, but we have to understand it as Chandra Devata. And now we will come to the secret name, and the other details are same as before in the other Upasanas. And here mind is given a secret name as Anandaha. Why? The Upanishad itself justifies it and says, Ka Anandata Yajnavalkya Mana Eva Samraditi Ho Vacha Manasavai Samrat Striyam Abhiharyate Tasyam Pratirupaha Putro Jayate Sa Anandaha. Upanishad says, because of the mind, a person is attracted to his wife. And so Manasa Purushaha is understood here. Purushaha Striyam Abhiharyate. So attracted by the mind alone, male or female is attracted towards the other person. And it is because of this association alone, putraha jayate, one gets a child. And what type of child? Not any child, but pratirupaha putraha. A child is an image of its parent. Because of that alone, a person is happy. He is able to see his own image in the child. That is why it is said, Atma vai putra namasi. A child is almost like the father reborn. And therefore, because of the putra, a person is happy. Putraha anandaha. Generally there are exceptions to this also. But devaki paramanandam, we already know all that. So ananda is because of putra, and putra is because of patni, and patni is because of attraction. So manoharam, and attraction is because mind is the one. Therefore, mind is the source of joy or anandaham, And then the Upasana of Chandra Devata's Ananda has endowed with the secret name to be, that should be done, Anandaha. So the Ihaloka Palam is that the Upasaka's mind will ever be healthy and happy. And the Paraloka Palam is identification with Chandra Devata Praptihi. Then Janaka gives Dakshina and Yajnavalkya as usual refuses it, the same thing as was said in the previous mantras. So with this, the fifth Chatushpad Brahma is also over, Upasana is over. Now comes the sixth and the final Chatushpad Brahma in the last mantra, mantra number 7, we will read. I'm not taking too much time to explain all this because these are all descriptive. Yadevate kaschida bravita tachranavameti habravin me vidagdaha shakalyaha hridayam vai brahmeti yata matruman pitruman acharyavan bruyat tatam tachakalya abravitam hridayam vai brahmeti ahridayasya hi kim syaditi abravitute tasya ayatanam pratishtam name bravidithi ekapadva etat samraditi savaino bruhi yajnavalkyam hridayameva ayatanam avakasha pratishtam sthitirithyena upasitam kasthiti thayajnavalkyam hridayameva samraditi hovacham hridayam vai samrat sarvesham bhutanam ayatanam hridayam vai samrat sarvesham bhutanam pratishtam hridayeheva samrat sarvani bhutani pratishtitani bhavanti hridayam vai samrat paramam brahma nainam hridayam jahati sarvanyenam bhutani apiksharanti devo bhutva devanapyeti yayevam vidvan etadupaste hasti rishabam sahasram dadamiti ovacha janako vai dehaha sahovacha yajnavalkyaha pitame manyatam nananu shishya hareteti iti prathamam brahmana. The fourth chapter. So now comes the sixth and the final Chatushpat Brahma introduced by the sixth rishi. And his name is Shakalyaha. The Shakalyaha who had a tragic end in the previous chapter is now back. One who lost his head in the ninth Brahmana of the third chapter. So what are the four padas mentioned here? Let us not go into how he came back and all that. So what are the four padas mentioned here? Prajapati is the devata. Hridayam, the heart, is the ayatanam. Of course, Akashaha or Ishvara is the pratishtam. And the secret name is Upanishad, is Stitihi. Stitihi. So Shakalyaha, Prajapati, Hridayam, Akasha, and Stitihi. And if you see the sixth devata or Saguna Brahma, the teacher has taken the samashti here. Previously, one aspect of Vyashti Devata was taken, but here Prajapati happens to be Brahma or Hiranyagarbha, who is all devatas put together. And for that, the ayatanam is given as heart or the hridayam. And why do we say hridayam is the support for the whole creation? The principle is we cannot experience the world without corresponding thought or manovrittihi. World is there because of our experience. Without our experience, there is no world for us. That is, we may say that there is world for other people. But remember, even to say other people, we require the appreciation of other people. When we don't see the world, there is no question of other people seeing the world also. This is some kind of drishti srishti vada. This is called drishti srishti vada. That's a different approach in Tarkashastra. So there is no world without mind. Actually, this is the principle here. We already saw this mantra. Shabdati rupam bhuvanam samastam. Shabdadi satyendriya vritti bhasyam. Satyendriyana manaso vashesyat. Manomayam tad bhuvanam vadamaha. World is nothing but Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. They are there because Pancha Indriyas, which function because of what? Because of the mind. And minus the mind, Indriyas will not function. And minus the Indriyas function, no Shabdadi Prapancha. Therefore, what is the world? Manomayam tad bhuvanam vadamaha. Manomayaha eva. So, Manomayaha Prapancha. Okay. According to Shastra, the mind has got a heart as its location. the physical heart is only, because mind is an indriyam belonging to sukshma shariram, and hridayam is the golakam belonging to the sthula shariram. So sthula shariram is visible and sukshma shariram is invisible. Mind is an indriyam belongs to the sukshma shariram, and it requires a golakam belonging to the sthula shariram. So the golakam of mind is hridayam, the physical heart. We are stressing physical heart because some people say that there is another spiritual heart that is on the other side of the chest. But Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Hridayam is something which is seen when the body is cut. Pashau visashyamane yetu upalabhyate, that is hridayam. Therefore, the whole world is based on the mind. Mind is based on hridayam, and therefore adding two together, we can say the whole world is based on hridayam. This aspect has been discussed also in the previous chapter in the 9th Brahmanam, in the Panchavidha Hiranyagarbha Upasana. There we talked about Pratishtha 1, Pratishtha 2, Pratishtha 3 and all that. And in Pratishtha 3, we had hridayam for all of them common. As we have Akasha here, there it was hridayam. Therefore, Prajapati has got Ayatanam in Hridayam and Pratishtha in Akashaha. Ishvara alone blesses Hiranyagarbha also. And what is the secret name of that? Stitihi. Stitihi means support. Adishtanam. Ashrayaha is the secret name of Prajapati or Hridayam. Why such a secret name? Yajnavalkya himself justifies in the middle of the shloka. Ka stitita Yajnavalkya Hridayameva samratiti hovacha. Hridayam vai samrat sarvesham bhutanam ayatanam. How do we understand this? How do we say that my heart is the support of all beings? My heart is the support of all beings. All beings exist because of my perception. My perception is because of my mind. And my mind is supported by heart. Therefore, when mind is resolved, no more beings are there. Therefore, secret name is Stitihi. So, in sleep, when mind is resolved, no more beings are there. Therefore, Sarvesham Bhutanam Ayatanam Hridayam Vai Samrat Sarvesham Bhutanam Pratishtam, that is the support. Hridayaheva Samrat Sarvani Bhutani Pratishtitani Bhavanti. Therefore, it has got the secret name Stiti. And what is the Upasana here? Prajapati Upasana has the support of everything. And Upasana Palam is also twofold. Ihaloka Palam. Ihaloka Palam is what? The heart will be in good condition. Hridayam na jahati. It won't betray him. Thereafter, Devo Bhutva Devan Apyeti. We have explained all those mantras earlier. After Maranam, he will get Prajapati Praptihi. And Janaka is happy now. He is willing to give 1,000 cows again. Yajnavalkya refuses to take them, saying, I have not completed my teaching. All those things are said. Then we may wonder, even after completing the teachings of 6 acharyas, Yajnavalkya feels still the teaching is incomplete, because Saguna Brahma alone has been taught. The teaching is complete only when Nirguna Brahma is also dealt with, which will come in the later chapters. Therefore, Apara Brahma or Sopadika Brahma alone has been taught. Para Brahma or Nirupadika Brahma has not been taught yet. And with this, the Shadacharya Brahmanam is over. The 6 Chatushpad Brahman are taught for Upasana. Now we will enter the 2nd Brahmanam, wherein Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya is briefly given. An outline of Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya is also given. And before teaching this Brahma Vidya, once again we get the introduction of Guru and Shishya. Always this is given to show that one should learn from a Guru alone, and one should have a proper attitude towards the teacher. For this purpose, this is repeatedly given in the Upanishad. Now let us enter the 2nd Brahmanam. This is called Kurcha Brahmanam 4.2.1. अत द्वितीयं ब्राह्मणं जनको हवै देहः कूर्चात् उपावसर्पन्नुवाच नमस्ते अस्तु याज्ञवल्क्य अनुमा शाधीति सहोवाच యథావై సమ్రాట్ మహాంతం అధ్వానమేష్యన్ రథం వా నావం వా సమాదీత ఏతాభి ఉపనిషద్భి సమాహితాత్మసి ఏవం వృందారక ఆఢ్య సన్నదీత వేద ఉక్తోపనిషత్క ఇతో విముచ్యమాన గమిష్యసీతి నాహం తద్భగవన్ వేద ఎత్ర గమిష్యామితి అత వై తైహం తద్వక్ష్యామి ఎత్ర గమిష్యసీతి బ్రవీతు భగవాన్ ఇతి. వి హావ్ టు నౌ ఇమాజిన్ దట్ ఆఫ్టర్ టీచింగ్ ది చతుష్పాద్ సగుణ బ్రహ్మ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య వెన్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ నౌ హీ రీఅపియర్స్ on another day perhaps. Yajnavalkya has come, choosing the right time when Janaka was in his visitor's room in the palace, seated on a high pedestal, which is called Kurcham here. The seat where Janaka was seated, high pedestal, that is called Kurcham here. So the moment Yajnavalkya entered the hall, Janaka immediately jumped down from the Kurcham to show how much respect an emperor Janaka had for Yajnavalkya. So the shraddha and the bhakti of a shishya to a guru is indicated. Since the brahmana begins with Janaka getting down from Kurcham on seeing Yajnavalkya, this brahmana is called Kurcha brahmana. There is no Kurcha rishi or student or anything, Kurcha. So the naming of the brahmana is given to remember the particular context, and whatever is unique in the brahmana, that is taken to give the name. It can be a person, it can be a topic or a word. And there is no serious purpose in naming the brahmanam. So janakaha vaidehaha kurchat upavasarpanna. So Janaka got down and approached Yajnavalkya, and what did he do? Namaha te astu. So tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Even if the shishya is the emperor, no exception to that rule. What did he say? Anu ma Shaditi, Shaditi. We read it as, we have to read this in Anu Ma Shaditi. We should read it as Ma Anu Shaditi. Sishyasteham Shadimam Pam Prapannam. That's Shadi. Why Anu Shadi? The expression Anu indicates, do not teach me your own individual philosophy. I don't want any Yajnavalkya's individual philosophy. Kapola Kalpitam it is called. Whatever has originated in your own head, but should teach in keeping with the tradition. Sampradayam anushadhi. And here the word ma means me. There is another meaning also for the word ma, that is don't. Then ma anushadhi means don't teach, it will become. That ma meaning don't is indeclinable. Here the ma is declinable. So teach me. And now Yajnavalkya asks a question to Janaka, which he is not able to answer. And Yajnavalkya himself answers. He asks, suppose a person follows the upasanas mentioned in the first Brahmana, the sixfold Saguna Brahma upasanas, where will that person go? Is that question. He compares all the upasanas to various types of vehicles with which a person can reach any destination. Similarly, a seeker can reach a destination by making use of the upasana vehicles also. And what is the destination such upasaka will reach? And the answer in the mind of Yajnavalkya is Nirguna Brahma itself. Because upasanas will lead to Chitta Shuddhi. One will become Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampannaha, will develop Vairagyam, will get teacher ultimately, and will attain again Nirguna Brahma ultimately. But this answer he could not give, Janaka could not give. And therefore, Yajnavalkya himself gives it later. Now, if you look at the question, Sahovacha Yathavai Samrat Mahantam Advanam Eshyan. Suppose a person wants to travel a long distance, Mahantam Advanam Eshyan, Gantum Ichan, if he wants to go, what will he do? Ratham va Navam va Samadadita. He will enter, take the help of a chariot, Rathamva, or if he had to cross a ocean, Navamva, he will take a boat or a ship. Similarly, the spiritual goal also is very far, far away. And therefore, to travel the spiritual distance, he has to take up the help of a chariot, a boat, or a ship. not the local ship or the chariot, but he has to take the chariot in the form of karma yoga, upasana yoga, and all that. And that is what is said here. Evam evam ethabihi upanishadbihi. Here Upanishad means secret names mentioned in the first Brahmana. That is, what are those? Prajna, Satyam, Anantam, Anandaha, all that. So they refer to the six upasanas, the upasanas taught by the six acharyas of Janaka, Shad Acharya Brahmana, that we just said, read. So Etabihi, Shad Upasanabihi, through the second two upasanas, Samahita Atma Asi. Yajnavalkya says, because of these upasanas, hey Janaka, you have got an integrated mind, Samahitam, Samahitaha Atma Antakarnam Yasyak. You have got a refined mind, a disciplined mind, an integrated mind, an organized mind. That means you are sadhana, chaturthaya, sampannaha. Not only that means you are an adhikari. Evam vrindaraha, adyaha, sanna, adita vedaha, ukta upanishatkaha asi. You are vrindarakaha, you are pujyaha, you are honorable, adorable, because of your qualification, purity and all that. Not only that, adyaha, you got material wealth also, dhanikaha, laukiha dhana sampannaha, who has got the material wealth or worldly wealth, because you are an emperor. So, adyo bijana vanasmi, konyosti chadrisho maya, Bhagavad Gita avisa. So, but mere wealth does not make one great person, and he can abuse the wealth also, and indulge in vices. Here, Yajnavalkya says, you are not merely materially rich, but San Adhita Vedaha. So you have studied the scriptures, San Adhita Vedaha. You have done Veda Adhyayanam, even though you are a Kshatriya. Whether the mere study of scriptures is of any use, Yajnavalkya says, no, it should be implemented and followed. So like Saikam, Satyam Vadam, Dharmam Chara, not Dharmam Vada. Otherwise, if you just keep on saying Dharmam Vada, one day one can do Dharmam Vada also. So follow Dharma, not just to talk Dharma. Lot of people may talk Dharma, to follow Dharma, Acharana. So Jnanam is not sufficient in the case of Dharma. It requires Anushtana, Acharam also. So Acharahinam na punanti Vedaha, without Anushtana, any amount of study is no use. So you, Janaka, happens to be the follower of the teaching also. Utka Upanishad Kaha. So Purva Brahmanokta Shad Upasanavan. So all that thing, whatever was taught to you, you are endowed with all that upasanas. Janaka is endowed with all the upasanas, as said in the previous Brahmanam, which is spiritual wealth. So Adyaha, material wealth, and Ukta Upanishatkaha, spiritual wealth. You got both. You have Manusham Vittam and Daivam Vittam. Thus, you are a rich person. And naturally, if you follow the upasanas and follow such a lifestyle, and Itaha Vimuchyamanaha, if you go from here, or if you die, for example, who go from here, if you die, where will you go? Itaha Vimuchyamanaha, kwa gamishyati, where will you reach? Either a person will practice Vedanta in this life itself and attain Jivan Mukti. And if a person does not come to Vedanta and dies as an Upasaka, he may get Jivan Mukti, but will go to Brahma Loka. He will not get Jivan Mukti in this life, but he will go to Brahma Loka through a special vehicle. That is Upajana Janya, Upasana Janya Punyam, or the chariot of Punyam, and attain Brahmaloka. You know, all the Sushumna Nadi and all we have already seen. And there he will get Jnanam. And ultimately he will gain Mukti. This is the answer Janaka did not tell. Although he knew perhaps. Then Janaka answers, Naham Tad Bhagavan Veda. Naham, hey Bhagavan Yajnavalkyam, I don't know this. Naham Veda. I don't know where I will reach. Athavai te aham tad vakshyam yatra gamishyasi iti. Then Yajnavalkya again says, I myself will answer all these questions. Janaka is an emperor. In spite of it, Janaka says, I'll set aside all other things and then will listen to you. So he says, Bravitu me Bhagavan iti, please teach me. Thus the first mantra is the introduction of Janaka, the disciple, and Yajnavalkya, the teacher. And to stress the importance of Guru and Guru Bhakti, all these things were taught. Now only begins the teaching. Mantra 4.2.2. Indhoha vaina maishaha yoyam dakshinekshan purushaha tam vayeta mindham santam indrayitya chakshate parokshe naiva paroksha priyaha ivahi devaha pratyakshad vishaha. In these following mantras, Yajnavalkya reveals the Nirgunam Brahman as the destination of Sadhana Chaturtaya Sampanna Adhikari. So that is a qualification. And this Nirgunam Brahman is revealed with the help of Sagunam Brahman. Thus every Upasaka will reach Nirgunam Brahma through the path of or through the steps of Sagunam Brahma. And for the facility of the students, the Sagunam Brahma itself is divided into three steps. Sthula Sagunam Brahma, Sukshma Sagunam Brahma, Karana Sagunam Brahma, and then Nirgunam Brahma. So a student has to pass through the three steps before reaching Nirgunam Brahma. Or Sthula Sopadikam Brahma, Sukshma Sopadikam Brahma, Karana Sopadikam Brahma, and Nirupadikam Brahma. If you want to put it another way, Sthula Savisesham Brahma, I am giving various words just to make you familiarize with all these terms. And Sukshma Savisesham Brahma, Karana Savisesham Brahma, and Nirvisesham Brahma. And of these, the first three Sagunam Brahmas are associated with three avastas or states of experience. So Sthula Sagunam Brahma is Jagarita Sthanam. Sukshma Sagunam Brahma is Swapna Sthanam. And Karana Sagunam Brahma is Sushupti Sthanam. And Nirgunam Brahma, which is in and through all the Sagunams, is free from all attributes. Since Brahman is taught in fourfold form, this Brahman is called Chatushpat Brahma through Avastatraya Vicharaha. Avastatraya Vichara, three Avastha, Jagrata Avastha, Swapna Avastha, and Sushupti Avastha. And the first Pada being Sthula Saguna Brahma, and the second part being Sukshma Saguna Brahma, third being Karana Saguna Brahma, and fourth being Nirgunam Brahma. Thus, the teaching is Chatushpad Brahma gained through Avastatraya Vicharaha. But this is not elaborately done here, and we get only the outline. Only in the next Brahmanam, we get elaboration of this topic. Here it is like a bird's eye view, we can say. And what is Sthula Sagunam Brahma? It is the consciousness obtaining in the waking state, the waker. So Sukshma Sagunam Brahma is the consciousness obtaining in the dream state, and Karanam Sagunam Brahma is the consciousness obtaining in the sleep state. And Nirgunam Brahma is the consciousness obtaining in and through all the states. Thus, it is the waker, dreamer, and sleeper. And first waker, dreamer, and sleeper are taught as consciousness associated with these three states, and then we are asked to look at the consciousness as it is without any association. So after telling associated consciousness, dissociated consciousness is revealed. First, we are asked to note the awareness obtaining in the three states and then appreciate the awareness minus the three states. I hope you are with me. First, we are asked to note the awareness obtaining in the three states, and then we appreciate the awareness minus the three states. So minus desha, minus kala, minus vastu, and all that. So this is the brief method of teaching here. Now first we are taught waker. Waker is the prathama padaha. And in the second mantra, and also in the first line of the third mantra. Here, what Yajnavalkya says is, one's awareness is associated with any state. Or for example, with waking state, let us say. So absolute awareness becomes relative awareness. The moment awareness is associated with any state, the absolute awareness, paramarthika satyam, whatever it is, becomes relative. Once associated with a particular state, the absolute awareness becomes a relative waker. And what do we mean by a relative waker? By using the word relative, we mean the waker is invariably associated with sthula prapancha, the gross universe, whether he likes it or not. He takes the status of an experiencer, and sthula prapancha takes the state of experienced. And these two are interconnected, interrelated. We can never find a waker alone without this sthula prapancha. We can try. It will not work. That is why in meditation, if one wants to keep awake and goes on negating one by one, the object, all the objects, he ends up in what? Because he wants to be a waker without sthula prapancha. If he dismisses sthula prapancha, either he will become a dreamer or a sleeper. Right? So, because he wants to be a waker without sthula prapancha. If he dismisses sthula prapancha, either he will become dreamer or sleeper. Because waker is ever related to the sthula prapancha. They are mithuna. Mithuna means couples. We are familiar with this word earlier. Complementary principle. And in the same way, one can never imagine sthula prapancha without a waker also. Sthula prapancha without waker is impossible. And waker without sthula prapancha is impossible. And therefore, these two are coupled. Waker is a couple, married. Dreamer is also a couple, associated with sukshma prapancha. And in sleeper, pair is in potential form, in dormant form. Thus, Prathama Padaha is a couple, Dvitiya Padaha is a couple, Tritiya Padaha is a couple in potential form. Whereas the Turiyam or the Chaturtha, the Pada, that Pada alone is a non-coupled sannyasi, we can say. So this is the unique approach here. And this couple, experienced couple, has been given four different names of which are used in this mantra. And the first name is Vekar is called Bhokta. And Sthula Prapancha is called Bhojya. So the couple's name is Bhokta Bhojyam couple. Experiencer, experienced couple. And another name given to the couple is Vishwa and Virat. Vekar is called Vishwa. And the Sthula Prapancha is called Virat. And Bhokta and Vishwa are synonymous. And Bhojyam and Virat are synonymous. And the third name of this couple, the waker is called Indraha. And the sthula prapancha is called Indrani. So thus Bhokta, Indraha, Bhojyam, Indrani. Thus three pairs we got now. For the sake of symbolism, the waker is located in the right eye for the upasana. So therefore, it is called Dakshinakshi Purushaha. Dakshinakshi is the right eye. So Dakshina is right, Akshi is eye, Purushaha means Chaitanya. And if Indra is located in the right eye, where will Indrani be? Indrani is located in the left eye. So Vamakshi Purushaha refers to Vama is left, Indrani is represented as Chaitanyam in the left eye. Thus Bhokta Bhojyam, Vishwa Virat, Indra, Indrani. So Dakshinakshi Purusha and Vamakshi Purusha. All four refer to the same couple, Jagaritasthana Prathama Padaha, in waking state. Okay. Now we will see the significance of this verse now. Some of them are evident and some of them are not evident. First one is Bhokta, waker or experiencer, the Bhokta. So sthula prapancha is called bhojyam because it is an object of experience. And bhokta is the subject of experience. And in the second instance, the waker is called vishwa. Why? Because during the waking state alone, the consciousness is using all the three shariram's as upadhi medium. We identify with stula shariram through sukshma shariram, and we identify with sukshma shariram through karana shariram. Therefore, karana sharira tadvara sukshma sharira tadvara stula sharira. Identifying with all three, we put on three dresses. Maybe we can call it banyan, inner shirt, and maybe it's winter sweater. Therefore, vekar is fully expanded. Therefore, vishwa is the name, fully expanded with all the three dresses. Whereas a dreamer, actually, when you put all the three dresses, even a very thin person would look very bloated person. Whereas a dreamer does not have the outermost dresses. He has only two media, and therefore he is not Vishwaham, and the Stula Prapancha coupled. The corresponding, like the one, and the corresponding object of experience is called Virat. Why? Because Vividam Rajate Iti Virat. It appears in manifold forms. Aneka shabda rupena, sparsha rupena, rupa rupena, rasa rupena, gandha rupena, vividam, nanavidam, bhati, iti, virat. Rat means appears, and vi means many. So this is the significance of Vishwa and Virat. And what is the next pair? Indraha and Indrani. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, the word Indraha is corrupted form of the word Indaha. So Indaha has changed and it has assumed the form Indraha. Indraha eva, Indaha eva, Indraha. Then question is, what is Indaha? Indaha means shining one, derived from the root Inda. Inde, Indate, Indate. So therefore, Indaha, Inde, Deepyate, Prakashate, iti Indaha. So it's a shining one. So Vekar is called the shining one. Why? Because he illumines, he recognizes, he knows the entire prapancha. And why is this name corrupted? Why Inda becomes Indraha? For that Upanishad itself gives the reason. The gods or devatas, they do not like them to be called by their original names. The gods don't want them to be called by their original names. They don't like anything pratyaksha. So paroksha priyaha priyayivahi devaha. So all the pratyaksha, and they are not only, they don't like this one, secret names only they like, then pratyaksha dvishaha devaha. They dislike also the actual name. So if you call Indraha, he will get annoyed. And therefore Indraha is called Indaha. Aitreya Upanishad, actually we have seen this also. Another name was given, idam draha iti Indraha. Indrasya Patni is called Indrani. So in Aitreya Upanishad also it's a secret name. Idam Draha Indraha. And Indrasya Patni is Indrani. So in Sanskrit also Ani is added to indicate the wife. Bhavani. Bhavasya Patni is Bhavani. Rudrasya Patni Rudrani. Shivasya Patni is Shivani. So the suffix Ani is introduced. Ani is introduced to, is said to denote the Patni. And this is the significance of the third set of names. And the fourth pair is Dakshinakshi Purushaha and Vamakshi Purushaha. Why Vekar is located in the right eye? Shankaracharya gives the reason. He says that of all the organs that we use, the most important and the most powerful organ is the eye alone. We had seen this before. Whenever someone is dear, we call that person Kanne, a child or somebody very dear. We call them Kanne, comparing to eyes. And 90% of our knowledge is gathered through eyes only. Therefore, eyes are important and therefore they are chosen for representing the Veka. Now the question is, even if eyes are chosen, why should you choose the right one, right eye? Shankaracharya says, generally, the right eye is stronger than left one. People are generally right-handed. Left-handed means it's a special, it's exception. Therefore, right eye is chosen for upasana. In fact, mantra alone, actually there is a, in the Gaudapada Acharya, this mantra only is the basis for Gaudapada Acharya's Mandukya Karika, where he says, Dakshinakshi Mukhe Vishwaham, Manasyantastu Taijasaham, Akashecha Kriti Pragyaham, Sridha Sthanam Nibodhatam. So he said in the Mandukya Karika. He borrowed this idea only in his Karika. Then for Indrani, Vamakshi Purusha, Vamakshi has been given the left hand side. And this is going to be the topic. Now, if you look at the mantra, Yeshaha, so this consciousness obtaining in the waking state, and we supply this one. So Indraha Vainamaha is known as Indaha. Indaha Vainamaha, Indaha, the shining one. Where is he located? Dakshine Akshan Purushaha. He is the Chaitanyam obtaining in the right eye. Akshan means Akshani, the eye. And Tham Va Yetam Indam Santam. Even though he is really Inda only, Indraha Iti Achakshate. People don't directly name him because they are afraid. Therefore, they don't want to annoy Indra. Therefore, they call him Indraha. How? Parokshena. Indirectly. According to Dharma Shastra also, we should not use the name of several people. For example, father's name, guru's name, husband's name, wife's names, all those we give only another name. Therefore, iti achakshate parokshena eva. Why paroksha priyaha? Ivaki devaha. So they are all paroksha priyas. So the gods are paroksha priyas and pratyaksha dvishaha cha. Not only they are paroksha priyas, pratyaksha dvishaha cha. They don't dislike direct reference by name. And therefore, they are called indirectly. Mantra 4.2.3. Ata yetad vame akshanim purusha rupam yeshasya patni viratam tayoresham samstavaham ya yeshontarkhridaya akashaham. Atayena yohom etadannam ya yeshontarkhridaye lohita pindaham atayena yohom etat pravaranam yedetat antarkhridaye jalakamiva atayena yohom yeshas srutihi sancharanim yesha hridaya durdvam nadyucharatim yata keshaham sahasradha binna evam asyaita hita nama nadyaham antar hridaye pratishtita bhavanti yatha bhirva etadem asravada asravatim tasmadeshaham pravivikta ahara taraham ivaiva bhavatim asma charira dhatmanaham. So in the first line, the Prathama Padaha continues. Indra is introduced and Indrani is being introduced here because Indra was introduced here. So Vama Akshani Purusha Rupa. There is another one located in the left eye. And who is that Purusha? Yesha Asya Patni. Yesha Indrasya Patni. It is Indra's wife, Indrani. And Upanishad does not say Indrani, but Acharya says. And who is this Indrani? Upanishad says, the Indrani represents Virat. Virat means the Bhogya Prapancha. Sula Prapancha is represented by the word Indrani in left eye. And so with this, Prathama Padha is over. Indra, Indrani. Vishwa Virat, Bhokta Bhojyam, Dakshinakshi Purushaha, and Vamakshi Purushaha is Prathama Padha. Now in the third mantra from the word Tayoho Yesha Samastavaha, onwards, we enter the second pada. Here also there is a mithuna, it's a couple. And for this couple also, some of the names are retained from the first pada. Here we use the word Indra and Indrani, Bhokta and Bhojyam, but we do not use Vishwaha, Virat, because it is connected with Prathama Padaham. We use Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, which is of course is not mentioned here explicitly. We cannot use the word Dakshinakshi Purushaha and Vamakshi Purushaha here because these two words are on their position for the sake of Upasana. We already told the right eye, left eye, and all that. So the Prathama Padaha is the right, is in the right eye. We said earlier. So Indraha or Vishwa is located in the right eye. Now the question is, what is the location of the second Padaha? They are dealt with in this mantra, mantra number 3. Now here, the teacher introduces 4 factors or 4 items connected with Dvitiya Padaha or Taijasaha. And what are they? The first factor is called samstavaha. Samstavaha, which Acharya translates as Sangamastanam, where they live together. There live Indra and Indrani, being a couple, they live together. What is the living place of the Dvitiya Padra couple? Upanishad says it is Hridaya Akashaha, or the inner space of the heart. And this is the first factor. And the second factor discussed is Annam. What is the Annam or food for them? Further, Upanishad answers Lohita Pindaha. What is that? It reminds us of one section in Chandogya. If you remember, in Chandogya, it is said that any food item we eat can be divided into three portions. One is the Stula Amshaha, second is the Sukshma Amshaha, and the third one is Sukshma Tara Amshaha. They are the gross, subtle, and subtler aspects. So in Chandogya, it is said that the Stula Amsha part of food is only for taste. It does not give any nourishment at all and will be rejected by the system. It goes as a waste. So Stula Amsha is lost. Adho Gacchati, a commentator says. Then Sukshma Amsha goes to nourish the physical body. That alone modern people call it as carbohydrate, protein, fat and all that. Then comes the third Amsha, Sukshma Thara Amsha, and that goes to nourish the Sukshma Sharira. So the previous one nourishes the Stula Shariram, this nourishes the Sukshma Shariram. Here we talk about the second Pada, who is associated with Sukshma Shariram. Indra and Indrani are now associated with Sukshma Shariram, and what should be their food? It should be Sukshma Thara Amsha of food one, subtle body. Okay, so Lohita Pindaha in this mantra refers to Sukshma Thara Amsha of Annam of the Taijasa, the second factor. So first factor is Sangamastanam Hridayakashaha. And what is the third factor? Upanishad says Pravaranam. It's a covering. It can be taken avaranam. It can be taken as a dress or a shawl or a blanket, something like that. Some covering. And what is the vastram for Indra and Indrani? The Upanishad says Jalaka Samanam Hridayam. The very heart, the physical heart, is the covering or the vastram for Indra and Indrani, who reside within the heart. The heart covers them for privacy. And then ventilation is required if they are all closed. And therefore, Jalaka Samanam Hridayam. Hridayam has got so many holes, it seems. So many nadis come out. And therefore, Hridayam seems to have so many sushiram, holes. And the heart with minute holes, and they appears like a jalakam. Jalakam means a net. So in fact, Swamiji translates pravaranam as like mosquito net. This is the third factor. Hridayam jalakam iva is the pravaranam. Third factor. Therefore, sangamastanam hridaya akashaham, annam lohita pindaham, and pravaranam hridayam. And what is the fourth factor? It is called Shritihi or Margaha. Shritihi or Margaha. Because they cannot always remain enclosed. So in a room. So if they want to move about, what is the Marga through which they will move about? If you ask, the Upanishad says, Hita Nadi. Within the body, there are special nadis called Hita. We already went through all these nadis and all in previous chapter, in previous topics of other Upanishads. These nadis we cannot exactly translate in English. So the best translation for nadi is nadi. Different people say different things. Some people say they are like blood vessels, and some people say that they are like nerves. The best translation for nadi we use is nadi only. Therefore, Hita, nadi, or nadis, which move within the body, and through the nadis, sancharani, they move. And how big is the road? Some academic interest only. How big is the road that for them to move around? The Upanishad says it is very, very, very subtle nadi. And if you take one hair and cut it into 1,000 pieces lengthwise, not across, lengthwise, how minute it will be. That is the size of a nadi. And within that nadi, Indra and Indrani have some honeymoon trip. This is the essence of the third mantra. Only two words we will see that comes in this particular shloka, in the last line, that the word is pravivikta. Pravivikta ahara taraha. Pravivikta ahara taraha. That is sukshmatara ahara. This we have seen before, because they are associated with sukshma shariram. They will not get the stula ahara, because stula ahara goes to waste. Not even sukshma ahara. Sukshma ahara is taken by the stula sharira, physical body. So sukshma tara ahara goes to this. And then another word is the last word, sharirat atmanaha. So previous one is pravivikta ahara taraha, that is the aharam, the food. And the next word is sharirat atmanaha. Sharirat atmanaha refers to what? Stula sharira. Sharirat atmanaha refers to stula shariram. And the idea conveyed here is ahara taken by the sukshma shariram is subtler than the ahara taken by stula shariram. That is the essence of the last line. Therefore, sukshma sharirasya ahara, stula sharirasya ahara dapi sukshmaha bhavati. And if you take the ahara of the physical body as sukshmam, the ahara of subtle body must be sukshmataram. That is the essence of this mantra. With this, the second pada is also over, and the third pada we will see in the next mantra in the next class. I will not be able to complete. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasa maheshwarah Sri Krishna arpanamastu narayana.